Chapter the Last. One of the happiest days of my life. July 10th. The excitement and anxiety through which I have gone the last few days have been almost enough to turn my hair grey. It is all but settled. Tomorrow the die will be cast. I have written a long letter to Lupin, feeling it my duty to do so, regarding his attention to Mrs. Posh, for they drove up to our house again last night. July 11th. I find my eyes filling with tears as I pen the note of my interview this morning with Mr. Perkupp. Addressing me, he said, "My faithful servant, I will not dwell on the important service you have done our firm. You can never be sufficiently thanked. Let us change the subject. Do you like your house, and are you happy where you are?" I replied, "Yes, sir, I love my house, and I love the neighbourhood, and could not bear to leave it." Mr. Perkupp, to my surprise, said, "Mr. Pooter, I will purchase the freehold of that house, and present it to the most honest and most worthy man it has ever been my lot to meet." He shook my hand and said he hoped my wife and I would be spared many years to enjoy it. My heart was too full to thank him, and, seeing my embarrassment, the good fellow said, "You need say nothing, Mr. Pooter," and left the office. I sent telegrams to Carrie, Gowing, and Cummings, a thing I've never done before, and asked the two latter to come round to supper. On arriving home, I found Carrie crying with joy, and I sent Sarah round to the grocer's to get two bottles of Jackson Frere. My two dear friends came in the evening, and the last post brought a letter from Lupin in reply to mine. I read it aloud to them all. It ran, "My dear old Gov, keep your hair on. You're on the wrong track again. I am engaged to be married to Lily Girl. I did not mention it last Thursday, as it was not definitely settled. We shall be married in August, and amongst our guests we hope to see your old friends Gowing and Cummings. With much love to all, from the same old Lupin." The end. End of recording.